sorry.
Blog Talk Radio.
How's the dip?
Try to put a defibrillator on the minds of y'all's people.
I'm sure some of you saw my video second shot across the bow trying to challenge folks, and I'm not definitely not going to make this broadcast about that rhetoric and nonsense.
Oh.
But, you know, the sad part about it is that now all of them seem to take the posture of being so-called positive after they caused all these lies, drama, and chaos, and everything else. And what's happening is that the chickens is coming home to roost, because there's a law that says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And so all these smear campaign videos that they don't swindle people into believing lies about me, now it's all backfiring on them. Now they got Ringo TV being a pedophile out there. Got evidence on him being a pedophile. And they coming out left and right. They got receipts, so they say. And of course, Newton is trying to do what he can to mitigate he's trying to do what he can to get his Ponzi scheme up off of the ground to deceive a lot of people. I'm telling y'all move out there with that mess. I hope you do. I want you all to go get the experience.
Please.
I hope you do, please. I want to encourage you all. I am for UP Farm. For UP Farm. Go team, go. Go team, go. Go team, go. As many of y'all, much as y'all can, buy all the land and everything else, put all the land. Get all the homes, put it out there. Y'all go get it. Go get it. I'm for. Hallelujah. 100% I am. I just know what's going to happen, but I'm for you. You need that experience in life in order to have humility. And then, of course, that Rufus is out there. I guess he's the shepherd of the misfits. Now, he's going to take imposture after paying off somebody named Jamie Plott to testify against us. When Ringo TV paid him, went to send him money, and then went and bragged about it in the comments, and Jamie got upset at it. So the wizard is upset. So you got this former 4 or 5 month old timing grade pastor. He's a 4 or 5 month pastor, man. It's the quickest one we ever had in the ministry, man. Turn around and just totally misusing and abuse a lot of people. Now he's trying to turn and flip the script, knowing that ain't nobody been misusing and abusing. You know what I mean? But now he's trying to go out there, and yeah, I guess he's going to recruit all you misfits. I want y'all all to go over there and support Rufus Carswell. Y'all get out there and get fun. And I want to make sure y'all post videos so we can watch y'all too. I'm for y'all. Pastor Doubt is for all of y'all out there. But it's amazing how they all of a sudden turn tide and turn face. We're not about the negativity and stuff. We're moving on. You know, let your light shine, all those stuff. What was y'all doing a month ago? I can tell you, slandering, accusing, bearing false witness, the whole breaking Torah, breaking the scriptures, cussing out the scriptures, telling people to rip scriptures out of the Bible, oh, now y'all, there's ain't help, man. You know what's happening, right? Because information is coming about all of them.
Yes.
It's a time to heal. When you started the wound, I tell you, man, the schizophrenia that ensues from it is off of the proverbial chain. Nevertheless, my challenge still is that. Because like I said, like G Money said, You fortunate, yeah. I ain't have time, didn't you? You better be glad I was cool, but today I got time. I got time, cuz. You better believe that. When Pastor Dow got time, I told you, man, see, it's kind of like when the alleged so-called 9/11 hit America. You know what I mean? Remember Bush said, oh, we coming. But it wasn't. It took a couple of years for them to come, did it? When they came, they come hard. 20-year war. 20-year, a lot of death. A lot of death, a lot of carnage. See, and I'm very patient. That's one thing that the Most High has definitely helped me in over the years is to have patience. See, there's always a storm. Then the storm dies down. Seems like everything is fine. Are you following me? And then all of a sudden, here they come. Just when you thought everything was fine, everybody's back laughing. Cheering. Now, all the roaches are running for the dark. Yep. That's because they don't want their butt exposed now. I think we done helped a lot of people out, though. But like I said, hey, all for you people. Y'all go out there and buy some land. Get out there. Get out there. Now, let me give y'all a little bit of wisdom. And I want everybody, if you're listening, type in 7. If you're listening, type in 7, all right? You know what? The Christians would have had hell with Martin Luther and the Mayflower. Because they had more beer on the Mayflower than they did water. And all you pilgrims. So, y'all heard me make the statement. I want everybody really truly listen to me very closely. You heard me make the statement about that people really truly don't understand the human dynamic and the dynamic of the human spirit. So I can speak on this because I've been doing this a long time. And it's amazing. When you first come out here, everybody, and you remember that teacher we first got here, everybody was happy.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, yeah, we get out on, man, we're going to work, man, we coming together in Jesus' name. Yeah, we working, man, we living out here, we forsaking all that, blah, blah. And you know what? The scriptures is undefeated. All you got to do is just believe what it says.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How many times did you go read in the scriptures that when we're in captivity, we're crying out to the Father, deliver us, Father, send us a deliverer. He sent Moses. That's what he said. He sent Moses. Who are you? Well, I'm here to deliver you. Murmur and complain every step of the way.
Yeah.
As soon as the death angel came, boy, they was glad that they followed the instructions of Moshe. And then they heading out of Egypt. Oh, they happy. Yay, we getting out of bondage. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, glory. Few steps out in the wilderness. Ain't been long. It's the human spirit, the human dynamic. What you bring us out here for to die? You could have stayed in Egypt. But no, you got to murmur. Y'all remember this, right? Y'all, but you got to murmur now. You got to murmur. Hey. Don't y'all remember the leek and the onions and the garlic? Oh, boy, did we have it so good. You forgot you've been dancing a dance in the mud pit making bricks for Pharaoh for a long time. You just complaining then. In bondage. Now you're free and you complain. And the Most High is providing everything for them. They ain't got to do nothing except just move from one place to the next. I mean, the Most High do is walk. Carry this up, walk, do whatever. God did do. He provided manna for food. He did. Quail for meat. Killed a lot of them because they were gluttons, some of them. He gave them air conditioning by day. He had the best heating unit that there is by night. Made it so that their clothes didn't even wear out, nor their shoes. Is this not our provider?
Yeah.
Y'all are our provider. In other words, he's keeping his end of the cup. What do we do? Murmur. Now, you fast forward to this generation right here. You think we're any different? What do you think is going to happen when you get all these people that come together with an idea, calling it a vision? Everybody is excited at first until the human dynamic comes in. It happens all the time on community.
Yes,
we just had a brother that moved all the way from Sweden.
Yes, sir.
Over there.
That's true.
And now as you begin to watch it unfold, you can see that he had his plan all along. Because he wasn't even here a good half the time on the mountain was that you can see the spirit start to turn. Let me tell y'all something. Anytime you go to a place you're going to a place, not to tell the people who have been there forever what to do, but you're there to learn. You're there to learn.
It's true.
I got a young man sitting right here that was born on this community. First one. When you first one born? Well, you don't know. You were born, don't you?
Yeah.
How old are you now? 21. 21 years old.
Woo.
Born on this community.
Yes, you were.
Human dynamic. That's what, you know, I'm telling you. And I can play you video after video after video of the testimony of all these people. Man, y'all fall to the place, I'm going to be buried here, I'm living here, I'm staying here until the day I die, man. Man, man, ain't y'all, nothing's going to ever remove me from y'all ever. I finally found y'all's people.
Come on, back.
And I told you, I've always made this statement. Pastor Dowell is right until he gets to you. Then comes the human dynamic. Y'all get the human dynamic, right? Human dynamic is you don't know yourself like you think you do. That's why Pastor Dowell, under the unction of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Most High, y'all, always tell you, yeah, it warns you of deceivers, but don't you forget the greatest deceiver that's ever lived, you. See, we're always looking out for everybody. What about you? Forget about words. Pay attention to fruit. Anybody can deceive with words. And that's why you're going to see what's going to take place out there. You people are, they all have it. Because they got to have a board to approve of anything that somebody needs to do. That doesn't sound like common unity, does it? Sounds like tyranny to me. I mean, after all, they want to levy all these charges against us. The way you're running things, they have no idea. Yet and still, I've been doing this for 30 years. Y'all ain't even started. And I got people out there that ain't even never even attempted to live set apart. That's why I can't receive what y'all say, because y'all don't mean nothing. I mean, you have no fruit. All you have ever done is provided for you, yourself, yourself, and that's it. You done nothing for nobody else ever. So when they say something goes in his ear, come out the other, you know why? Because you have no experience, you have no knowledge, you have no wisdom. None. So now, when they know that this is right, what's the first thing that Satan want to do? Is try to condemn it and make it wrong so they can make themselves feel comfortable to not do it. But the word still remains the same. It doesn't change at all. And all that believe were together. And we're going to go over some scriptures to show you how much together that the renewed covenant assembly was in different providences under the occupation of the Romans, how much they were together. It's written right there in the very Bibles that you carry. Every time I read the book, I see Israel, be they in captivity or free, they were together. I remember one time we was having a feast day here, right? It was the damnedest thing you ever saw. It was early on we started feast days, right? We had a feast day. So it's about time y'all came around, too. So I sit back for a moment. I said, look at this. The black folks over here all clubbed up together talking with each other. The white folks over here clubbed up with each other. The Puerto Ricans over here and the Mexicans and Hispanics, they over here, cumpleaños feliz. Buenos Dias, Cape Pasa Homes, all that. I'm like, so I went and broke up every one of them. I went over and joined in. I said, damn, look at this dynamic right here. I said, I thought I'd just come over here and blend in a little bit, brothers. Yep. And none of them was doing it because they had something in their heart wicked at that time. It's just that they were so culturally familiar with environment, then they try to bring the same environment here. And so I just went up and started joining in to start talking. And they said, you know, everybody starts scattering, you know, to be brothers. Isn't that amazing? And if you think you can put confidence in the flesh of what you call your own people, you have lost your mind.
Come on, man.
You have lost your ever-loving mind.
Oh,
but most of you don't believe it, so you need to go and experience this human. That is, get out there and go do it. We're for you. 100%. 100%. Computer just crashed.
Wow.
That's taking it.
That's fine.
Well, teacher got to restart because the computer just crashed.
Wow.
Yeah, hold on, Blog Talk. We're still rolling on Blog Talk.
Come on.
Finish your compilation.
Michael, let me turn the phone up so I can hear you. All right. Yeah, the computer crashed. I'm just waiting for it to reboot. Yeah, just give it about a few minutes and then we'll be back online.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, just let everybody know what's going on. This computer over here crashed. All right, bless you, Shalom. Come on, machines.
Let me see.
There we go.
Anybody want more food? Chips or dessert or chips? Everybody get fruit? Everybody get it? Okay. Okay. You know what that means.
No problem.
Take it home.
Y'all tell me I'm developing a good thought or what? So everybody is confident about what they're doing. Yeah, we're going to come together. We're going to do it. Y'all know you can't get black folks together for shit. Not to do nothing.
Right.
Hey, he's going to be building on sinking sand.
Point of what we're doing is for like longevity. not just to
that's
sit,
a whole idea.
Exactly, sit, not to sit back and, you know, I did what I could. I'm going to die and figure it out.
And again, I mean, you think about it. So Rufus Carswell was over that community for 10, 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Look how much has got done in 10, 12 years.
Right.
Not a damn thing. I endured him a long time, and I would tell him shit all the time. And he do. You know what he was telling the brothers behind in the background?
I ain't, we got different dynamics in the ministry system. I ain't got to do anything, man.
But then he won't hear about doing anything either. I said, don't worry about him. Get to him. Or I did get to him, too. So he did. Got to him in his own deception. Because he thought that he was never going to get got. I told him, man, I'm right until I get to you, and I'm going to get to you. If I, the book says, if you all respect the person, you commit sin. See, the first thing you do is you try to do it behind the scenes and hope that they get it.
What happens? The hardwire. Wow.
Man, I'm thinking I probably need to give me another router, man, because I can't even, you know, cash out. Anytime, it always says something went wrong whenever I try to put thumbs up or something like that. When I go up on top of the hill using LTE, it goes right through.
Yeah, I'm having problems with cash out. Yeah, the router, I've not got a hardline connection. I went on Wi-Fi, so hopefully we can get going on Wi-Fi. God, that's weird.
Why ain't you got a hard line connection?
It's not showing it. It went strictly to Wi-Fi.
That ain't
going to
work.
Oh, man, it ain't showing it.
Is it working?
No, it's still on Wi-Fi.
Right on. Router's
really
on.
And that thing...
Well, there you go with
the stream yard is not coming up.
All right. And
networking
and making videos and stuff. And then
you
move on community
is
like, what?
Out there walking around on land with cellophane. So we get a chase, sir.
They
don't,
man.
That's a bitch.
Yeah.
Every generation had
to call everything.
Yeah.
Every generation had to.
Say it was 115 acres of land out there, right?
They all did. Look at all this thing.
I'm like, they ain't doing anything like that in that damn woods.
What's going
on, man?
We'll go Wi-Fi. Hopefully Wi-Fi will hold up. I don't know why the hardline connection ain't going.
That's weird.
We're back up, though. I believe we are.
All right. Let's roll it.
Well, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Be sure to tune in.
Bless ya.
Anyway, so we got, we have all these different dynamics.
What to do?
We got all these different dynamics today where everybody's trying to reinvent the wheel, circumvent the wheel, and then the wheel is no longer working. The wheel is still working. The wheel is still about it. Y'all notice that as long as the invention of the wheel has been around, they haven't replaced it yet. The wheel is literally done stood the test of time. Now, they made improvements on the wheel, like, so it's just, you know, rubber, air, but it's still the same concept. It's still round. You don't see nobody running around here with square tires. Huh? How we coming in, everybody? How we coming in? Now I got to figure out, I got to see if I can pull up my little notes I had, see a word done crashed on me because I didn't save nothing.
Ooh.
That ain't no big deal. Well, but it ain't there either. Nope, it ain't there. So we're going to go off of what they call the hip. Go off the hip and go from memory right down memory lane. Hallelujah. But I'm sure that everybody can comprehend and understand what I'm talking about, right? Y'all get this. And again, there's been so many people that start off down this path and start off down this road. They do. And they forget. Matter of fact, they can't forget what they never experienced. They have no idea about this human dynamic. Everybody, I'm telling you, they look really good. They look really, really good. They look really nice, really good. And then after that, hey, it's over with. It's totally 100% over with. And I'm going to tell you right now, Israel, it's going to be a bad, bad thing when you don't listen to wisdom. You know, the book said that one man, by his wisdom, he was able to deliver a city. One man. Now everybody wants to be that man. Now, I don't mind if somebody else come along and be that man, but at least have some fruit, have some anointing or something. Because, you know, did not Moses have to prove to the Israelites that Yah sent him?
Yes, sir.
Did I just say something wrong?
No, sir.
I'm going to say it again. Even though Moses was the chosen and called of the Most High Yah, Israel, did they not still require proof that Yah sent him?
Yes, sir.
And then look all the hell they still gave them. Not all of Israel now. You had righteous Israelites. They got it. They were good. Went on into the promised land. Well, the two did. But you know what I mean, the good ones. But then the rest of the bad ones, man, they were checking out early. They were getting stoned to death. They were getting ran through with swords. They were dying of plagues. I mean, people just, and we're, you think about this. Could you imagine, and listen, the book teaches us, I'm dropping the ball here, listen. The book teaches us that in the book of Luke, we need to pray that we be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are getting ready to come up on this earth. Now, how many of us have actually prayed? Pray that we're accounted worthy to escape all these things. Could you imagine if you put straightway, the Hebrew Israelites, Ringo, New Bead, Rufus Caldwell with his rebellious ass. Could you imagine you put all of us in the wilderness? What would happen? You know, Revelation chapter 12. You know what's going to happen, right? The same thing. And it says that all these things were written by admonitions. What about some of you? What about some of you? Would you be ready for the wilderness experience? Would you? You don't think that there's a propensity in you to murmur? You don't believe me? Are you murmuring now? Why is it that some of you women out there, you wives, have such a hard time submitting to your husbands? Do you not know that you're going to be judged based on your role? I don't care how right or how wrong your husband is. You're going to be judged based on your role. To be submissive, obedient, agreeable, helpmeet. Be a good mother. Love your husband. Love the children. Guide the house. But why would you want it to try to do anything other than that, which is outside of the reason why the purpose you were created? Why would you want to be tempted to try to lead? Well, you've been created to help.
Yes.
You get out of your role, you're going to make a mess of stuff.
Yep, that is
very true. How hard can it be? Well, you don't know him. Yeah, I do. You did. You know him. You picked him. You said, yes. 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 My soul, it says yes. Yes, husband, I say yes. I'll submit. Yes, husband, I'll be there to cook your food. Yes. will be your rest in the middle of the night. I know you've been out fighting all day long, but you ain't gotta do it when you come home. I'll be your peace in the midst of the storm. You lying ass Jezebel. I'm telling the truth, man. You damn hypocrite, and you don't think you're gonna be judged. And then you men. You get married. Oh, I'm going to take care of you. And your lazy ass won't even lift a finger to get dirt up on your hands.
Come on.
You're already in breach of the contract of the covenant agreement if you don't provide food, clothing, and marital rights. According to the book, if you don't provide food, clothing, and marital rights, that woman can go out free. Is that what the book says?
Sir.
That's what the book says. And that's not mentioned. Abandonment and desertion. You already broke the contract. You done breached it. She's free. Because your sorry ass won't get out there and provide. You're supposed to be the provider. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to breach and break these rules. And you think you're going to go waltzing with your rebellious self right into y'all's kingdom when you couldn't live it here right now on this proving ground, this testing ground, this trying ground.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to hear this preacher talking here tonight. Because
yes,
people, I'm telling you, they got words. Boy, they got words. I'm telling you, ask everybody when they come to the community. Man, I want to be on community. Do you? Do you? You do. How in the hell you won't be on community when you don't even want to be on your job?
Wow.
Did I say something wrong?
Wow. Come on.
So the one thing about being on community, your ass don't work.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Pastor Dow, we come here and listen to the broadcast. That's why you here. I'm trying to help you to understand the dynamic of the human spirit.
Hallelujah.
And see, some of us have never been faced with this, living together in common unity, because what does the book say? Iron sharpens iron? Yeah. You don't realize, if it's iron sharpens iron, that's two hard substances. And that means when two hard substances come together, that's friction. And when that's friction, there's heat. Woo. Over a period of time, it's going to get pitted. You know, pit one against the other. See, but see, all you're seeing is the glamour and the glory. I remember me and my East, we was down in the DR, and we got to talking, and of course, some of the things you've heard before. How many of you out there ever were in the goodness of your heart? Now, that's what you think. I'm going to say in the wickedness of your deceived, ignorant heart. But you're going to say in the goodness of your heart, Father, I know I need help. Please, Father, please, grant me patience. Show me how to be a patient person. And in your mind, your heart of heart, in your goodness of your, man, yeah, he gonna pass it out, in your wicked, deceived ass heart. But see, then you get mad at me for saying that, though. In your patience, you possess yourself. Let patience have a perfect work. Isn't that right? Huh? You get, man, and then the first thing that comes, it's amazing how when you ask stuff like that, it don't take long for that prayer to get answered. It don't take days, weeks, months. It comes, look at it, bang, just like that. It's like, man, you talking about an answer prayer. Remember, if you ask anything according to my will, but he said, I'm going to give it to you. And we all need a whole lot of patience. And how do you get it? What happens when you get patience? You're going to get something that's going to come right in front of you. Call the test. A trial is going to try your patience. How many times you fail? If you ask, you just got finished asking for patience. And if you notice, The more you fail, the more tests, the more trials come. And it keeps on coming until you finally just wake up. Some of you got the gall to say to Father, listen, Father, I just got finished praying to you and asked for patience. Then the Holy Spirit say, what do you think you get? How the hell would you know what patience was unless you've been tried? You got to learn how to have great joy and great tribulation. And right now, you don't have the patience for it. So we got to, you know, I'll give you exactly what you asked for. See, your heart that you believe that was so good, and your intent, that's another part, your intent is, y'all, his ways is not our ways.
Right.
His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. See, when we pray, we have something in our mind that's communicating, and really what we're trying to do is tell the Father how to be the Father to us.
Wow.
Rather than sitting down, shutting up, and learn how to receive instruction. We want to tell him, just download us some patience, just like you downloaded a Morpheus in the Matrix. Or Neo in the Matrix. You know what I mean? I won't be an MMA star. Just download it in my mind. Automatically. Now you see the reason why? See, you have deceived yourself into thinking yourself to be something when you were nothing.
Go ahead.
Sure. You got it in your mind. I know my heart is good. No, it ain't. The book says your heart is evil. And it is desperately wicked. And only him can know it. So that's why he tried it. Did I just say something wrong, Israel? Did I say anything wrong here tonight? But see, you asking for patience. You think you done something worthy. Most people ask for it, can't handle it, and then they throw in the towel and go back to the world. Back to the weaker and beggarly elements of this world. Because you couldn't hack it. You could not hack the sanctification process. Get Hebrews 4:5 real quick. You could not hack the sanctification process. If y'all still there, type in 3, please, if y'all still there. You still got my name. You know, right? Oh, back down. I ain't never thought about it like that. Back down. Back down. See, back down. I just passed down my shut-ups. Read, teach.
And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, see, therefore remain that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
You got a rest you got to enter into. But you can't go in because of unbelief. See, here's another dynamic of unbelief, too. You believe, but your belief is unbelief. But you want your belief to be the belief so you can change the whole dynamic of heaven. I'm telling y'all, man, that is the human spirit. And that's the reason why people can't live together, because see what's going to happen. I can't tell you once, if I said it once, 10,000 times. People come out here with expectations. They come out here, man, eyes bigger than mine. I mean, spotlight golf balls. What's a big ideal? I mean, they are there. And boy, you watch after a while, no deliverance, no prayer, no fasting. Start separating, start declining and declining. You know, they separate themselves. Why are they here? These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. How would you know that unless they were with you? They got to be with you in order to separate. See the word? See the word? See the man? I'm telling you. Hey, man. Y'all, man, Somebody should be saying thank you, Jesus. Somebody should be saying thank you. Let him that have the ears to hear, let him hear. Mind you, I've been doing this pretty much the majority of my life. The majority of my life, you come in, you got 1 to 5 years, 1 to 10 years under your belt, and you know more than I do. You ever seen people talk to you and ask them telling you every damn thing, you just sit there and look at them?
Many times.
And you know they don't know what the hell they talking about, and they think you are listening. Now, you don't listen to that radical bullshit to see how deep this bitch is, but they think they're really ministering to you. And when it's all said and done, you go be at peace, bless you. And they think they done something.
That is true.
They really truly believe that. Man, you know what? I'm glad I was able to give them some wisdom. What law are you in?
Come on.
A wise man know how to keep his mouth shut and closed until after the matter. Over here, silence is not a consent to agreement. I don't know who told you that, but it don't work like that over here. As a fool, do you? No, uh-uh. You don't do it. Foolish and unlearned questions, what do you do with them?
Boy.
Why? All they're going to do is keep on the strife, because you know many of you, when you don't get the answer you want, you rephrase. Reform. Yes, you do. The question, because you're thinking you're going to somehow give more revelation to the person if they could just see it your way. Then maybe you would have changed. I heard you the first time. Well, maybe you ain't hear me good enough. You go again. You make another attempt. You still get the same thing. Maybe, just maybe. It sounds like I've been around the block just a few times. Just a few times, been around blocked up a few times. Ignoramuses. You see what I mean? And mind you, you done something. Y'all think y'all learned anything about patience yet? I tell you what, when people get out there with UP Farms, they're going to learn something about patience. Because some of you are getting ready to make that move and getting ready to cut off your eternal soul. Some of you, somebody has got to put the, and fit the dynamic. If any man put his hand to the plow and you look back, what did Lot's wife do? She looked back. What did the angel of the Most High told him Lot's wife not to do? Told all of them, don't look back. Don't look back. Why? Because wherever your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If any man put his hand to a plow and look back, he is not fit for the kingdom of God. You know, over the book of Romans, it actually gives us the power to excommunicate or excommunicate someone out of the assembly. If they get excommunicated out of this assembly, you don't think that the Most High God has given us power to judge matters to excommunicate you out of that one? Well, you ain't in control of souls. I mean, I'm just telling you what the book is giving us. We're talking about ecclesiastical authority. Uh-oh. Y'all just take stuff lightly. See, it's hard for y'all to believe. Oh, we read about Moses, yep, and you would have gave him hell too. You would have gave all the prophets hell, yeah, he wasn't. It's hard for y'all to believe that y'all does have real men of y'all set apart in this day, time, and hour right now. And you know what? The same way you do with us, the same way you'd have done with them, but you don't think you would because your heart is deceived. Because he's going to ask, he's going to say the same thing to you. I sent my servant to you. Sure did. You know when you heard his voice? Yeah, you really was hearing mine. I'm the one that drew you. He can't draw nothing. Yeah, there's my servant I anointed with the truth and the word, and my Holy Spirit drew you, and I told you to come over and listen to him. Well, he ain't everything I always thought it all cracked up to be. They didn't think Moses all he cracked up to be was he took that Ethiopian woman too, man. Moses had character flaws in a Roman mindset. As soon as he took that Ethiopian woman, boy, you know the people start quoting law. They started quoting law on him. Guess who just gave him the law?
Right.
guess who's the custodian of the law? You gonna tell Moses what the law is when he spoke to Yah face to face? What the hell is wrong with you? It even comes so close that your own family think they can talk to you any old kind of damn way.
That is true.
I tell my teachers all the time, listen, I'm gonna help y'all out. I want y'all to be extremely careful how you speak to me and how you talk to me. I'm telling you that for your own reasoning and your own, for your own health and your own spirituality, so that you don't experience a lot of heartache and a lot of pain, a lot of death and destruction in your body. Because the Most High Yah is not going to let you get by. If he ain't going to let these people get by if they're talking against his servant, you in my house, you ain't getting by. So watch your heart diligently. Watch your speech and your mouth diligently. I talk to him like that. And then you know what's going to happen. You're going to have all this shit in your heart. Next thing you know, you're hurting like all over the place. Then guess who you want to come pray for? Baby, can you pray for me? Oh, you don't say. Didn't I just tell you don't do this, don't do that, but you did it anyway? And you wondering. And then what do? You do like the rest of the heat. You start justifying the reason why it is like this. Could have been that pancake I ate the other day. Well, the pancake doesn't digest and then went off into the damn drawer. We're talking about a week later, you still hurt. Listen, Israel. Y'all are a man of war. We are warriors. And there's always, the first order of business is there ain't nothing from without that can destroy us. Only that which is within. Nothing without is going to trouble us or bother us. A lot of times, we actually got to say a lot of things, do a lot of things, just to preserve some of you weak-minded people. Because you know what? Some of you, you have no loyalty in you whatsoever at all. At the first sign of distress, the first sign of temptation and trial, you forget where y'all led you. You forget where y'all called you. You forget the spirit that y'all put up on you. And then you start siding with the enemy. You become double-minded, become two-spirit. You're full of doubt, full of shame, guilt, condemnation, uncertainty. You don't know why. I don't know now. We just going to sit back and we're going to watch. Watch what? Wow. You've been sitting back all these years.
Sitting back.
Like I said today, could you imagine here's Elijah mocking the false prophets of Baal and stuff in this generation? I wish Elijah would leave them the hell alone. They started it.
Yep.
Elijah wasn't the one troubling Israel. Israel's already in trouble.
Yeah.
Why do you think he told the prophet out there, cry now?
Right.
I mean. And don't even spare. Yeah. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. And show the house of Jacob their sin.
Yes, sir.
Told Yezekiel, listen. If you want a wicked man to turn from his sin, and he don't turn from his sin, he shall die in his iniquity. But you have delivered yourself. And you won't have no blood on your hands. Don't that sound like us today? Where in the angles of time have we ever changed as a people? Where? Got to the point that the Messiah said to the scribes and Pharisees, which of the prophets did you not kill? Which one of them? In other words, the very mouthpiece of Yah. When you kill the prophet, you was actually wanting to stone and kill Yah.
That is true.
Oh, but we love Yah. Why are you trying to destroy the messenger?
Yes, sir. Come on, right.
The message would never be destroyed, so stop destroying the men who carry the message.
Yes.
You put one down, y'all gonna raise up another one to get on your damn nerves.
That's right.
Oh boy. Well, Pastor, I don't like the way you're talking. Tell me y'all get out of this translation shit and go read a lot of words from the original translation. You're gonna change your mind real quick. You're gonna say, man, Pastor, you're pretty damn merciful. You know, we something else as a people. We're something else. Go to Ecclesiastes in the New Testament, 1:18. I think that's what I just pulled up. Ecclesiastes 1:18. Let's go to the next dynamic here before we move on. We break down the dynamic of patience. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't ask for patience. You need patience. People tell me all the time, Pastor, you are the most patient man I've ever met in my life. I've been forged on the battlefield. I told you. This is the way we think. Oh, there's people come to you. Man, I'll die for you, man. I'll die for you. Why would I want you to die? Dying is easy. Living is hard. Then they said, man, look. How about the type of dying you do is die to yourself daily so you can think like God. So we can live unto Messiah.
Yeah.
That way you'll find out one day Pastor Dial is not he the trouble in Israel, not the one getting on your nerves. You already have nervous problems.
Yeah.
See, Pastor Dial, there you go again. I know that I go again.
Keep going.
There I go again.
Keep going.
Ain't going to keep on going.
Yeah.
Read Ecclesiastes 1:18, man.
Or in much wisdom.
Now, that's the next thing. I'm talking about that too down there. How many of y'all said, Bob, I need wisdom? Bob, can you please give me some wisdom? You pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. Anybody ever done that? If you pray for wisdom, ask for wisdom, type in 7. If you pray and ask for wisdom, that's all you want because, you got to have wisdom, man. Wisdom is the principal thing. Yes, it is. First thing. First thing. That's what it says. Now, finish reading.
Or in much wisdom.
Or in much wisdom is what?
It's much grief.
So if you want wisdom, get ready to experience a hell of a lot of grief. And I'm going to tell you right now. Now, I don't think there's another man on this earth today has experienced more grief than I have. You know the reason why? Because I live with the saints of Yah. I live with Israel. I don't talk about it. I'm not doing like Farrakhan and all the rest of the Hebrew Israelites, telling y'all this wish upon a star and a hope on a dream. We need to come together. We need to come together. 20 years later, we need to come together. You know why? Everybody waiting on somebody to do something. Because they ain't got the anointing or the direction to do shit. We need to come together. We need to come together. Look. If you let them, y'all, you're going to come together. Y'all's going to bring people who's ordained to eternal life to come along to help in the work. It's y'all's work. What do you care if you're the pitcher, the catcher, you're on first base, second base, third base? What do you care as long as you're on the field? Oh, never mind. Never mind. So, come on. Everybody can't be the head coach.
Oh, yeah.
And some of you still believe that Elijah went up in the chariot too, remember? So if you get wisdom, that means with all and most of y'all say passed out, you're the wisest man ever met that gives up his grief out of experience. And he says that much wisdom come what?
Much grief.
And what else?
And he that increases knowledge.
And if you increase in what?
Knowledge.
Do I not have a lot of knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Do I not have a lot of knowledge?
Yes, sir.
But why are y'all people destroyed, though? So, if I increase, just like the book said, in a lot of knowledge, what did it say?
You increase sorrow.
So guess what? I've already done been to the place, and some of you ain't even been yet. If I'm giving you the knowledge, you should thank the Father. I've already done burned the oil to be, and you don't even have to experience. All you got to do is receive the engrafted word of Yah, which is able to save your soul. But no, you want the experience of dynamic? Have at it.
Enter the label.
Have at it. Don't let me get in the way to make you happy. If it makes you happy to be sorrowful, go ahead and have at it. There's a whole bunch of it around. You need all you can get. But you better hope that it doesn't wear out the patience of the saints. You better hope that what you ask for it don't take you out of the role, out of the faith. There's been a lot of arrogant, egotistical stuff with people who believe that they're all of that and a bag of chips. They believe it. Until the test comes, woo, you won't find out who you are. Some people say, Pastor, you the most humble man I ever met. Some people say, man, you pretty damn arrogant. Which one do I take? Which one do I receive? I mean, it depends on where you're at. You can't have it both ways. Either I'm arrogant or I'm humble. Which one is it? Uh-oh. See what I'm talking about? All I'm doing is just trying to help y'all think the way that y'all tells us to think. So there's a lot of people that have yet never experienced the human dynamic, but you will.
Yep.
If you're going to embark on doing what this book says, and it does say it, go to Luke 14:33. Get ready. Get ready. If you're going to prepare yourself for the kingdom, Yah never deceived us. He told us there's no discharge in this war.
Oh.
He told us, you better get ready, soldier. And most of you think, I feel so much joy. Anybody feels joy when you graduate and you accomplish something? Now you're trained. You don't get to go back to nothing. You train for a purpose. The purpose is to get your ass out there on the battlefield.
Mission.
God. It's like when you go up in the different tiers of the military and you start going up in different skill sets and so, right? They think that, well, I've been graduated, everything gets easier. No, it don't. The standard always goes up. You don't get to do like the supply sergeants do. You don't get to have a ceiling and be a cook because you can only go so far as being a cook. You're probably going to cook the same meal 1,000 times. You understand what I mean? They may have 15 different meals, but that's the ceiling. That's as far as you can go. They don't have no ranger school for cooks. What's the purpose is you to go to ranger school to be a cook? There's no 18X, no 18 W, there's no 18 contract, special forces, boom. For what purpose? You see what I'm saying? But what you have done, all that training stuff, you have to keep yourself and maintain that level of standard and commitment. You can never let it slip. Just because you go and get tabbed out, you get all these damn scare me badges, woo me badges, and all this other shit. I mean, you can have all kind of badges up here, and everybody walk around and see, ooh, wee, ooh, ah, ooh, 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 ah, ah. But when you go to a post where everybody got it, they know who we are. Y'all seen that picture of me with all those legs, straight legs around me, and I'm the only one got a beret? I got my airborne wings and aerosol wings on, man. I walk around a beret, everybody on my post. Ooh, people buy me drinks and everything else. I'm in a school. Way across there just to learn something more about my job. A school, right? I don't consider myself better than anybody. It's just that I signed up for more bullshit. You understand what I mean? And get paid more to do it too. You understand what I mean? But they look at you like, wow, like you're a little mini god. If you're on a post, man, you got a maroon beret on and everybody else wearing damn baseball caps. That's what they were doing, man. You stick out like a damn sore thumb, I promise you. And everybody in the military know. Because they say Cadence about stuff, but they hardly ever see them. And when you start seeing them walk around, you go, what the hell? And there's a difference because we always look fit. Because we all fit. We ain't like the rest of them leggings, everybody run around looking like. pigs and potbelly pigs and water. I'm serious, man. There's just a total difference. Why? The job is different. I'm going to tell y'all. Y'all has chosen you all in his army to be a good soldier. He ain't going to drop the standard for you to go back and be comfortable with being a damn worldly imp. He expects more holiness, more righteousness, more set apart. Yeah, he does. He's invested in you, a lot in you. He's not going to turn around and just make things easy for you because you've not graduated a certain area in your life. Boy, the way we think in this world, huh? The way we think in this world. Somebody say it's a good broadcast.
It's a good broadcast.
Real. And that's the problem with many of you. You don't never, ever look to improve in life. The book puts a curse on you that will ease anxiety. I was talking to y'all at the kitchen table, at my table today. Y'all remember what I talked about today? Yeah, at dinner. Man, I talk about a very profound subject at dinner today. I'll let y'all meditate on it for a little bit. I'll bring it up. Yeah, you sitting at the couch, but you're still in the damn house. There, here we go. That's called justification. Any of y'all sisters remember, y'all better help them out. So, I'm sitting up here looking at a generation who believes that once they get born again, get filled with the Holy Spirit, they ain't got nothing else to do.
That's true, Pastor. That's real.
Nothing else to do.
Come on.
I'm like, now, wait a minute. The Most High has done nothing but continue to keep improving year after year after year after year after year. Remember I told you, as a man, you should always be learning. You remember me telling you that? You got people that will fight against that because they're comfortable at being mundane. You should always be improving on yourself. You should always be learning. Never become stagnant. Because if you don't ever continue to keep learning, you're dying while you're yet living. Remember, there's no labor in the grave.
Nope.
That's the season. Come on. Keep learning, Jeff. And then some people, well, that's just the way y'all in the military. Man, I lost, like I said, man, also somebody, they tried. So I mentioned, this is how wicked these people are. I told you I never met none of these people, but I heard of some of the exploits they did. I don't even shoot what they done. I just heard what they did. I know one thing, A. Allen, Jack Cole, William Brenham, all them, they've done more than these damn people making videos today. The majority of people out there making videos has never healed one damn person in the name of the Messiah that they say they called on. They have never been filled with the Holy Spirit. You understand me? They have literally no power at all. They have never, ever performed one miracle, one sign, or one wonder. Not one. You understand what I mean? And I got thousands of witnesses to see everything I ever talked about. All praise to the Most High, y'all.
Amen.
Because without him, we can do nothing.
Without him, yes.
That's why I make my boast in him. You say you of Yah, but I ain't seen shit from you. What about the mouth? The scribes and Pharisees had that. He said, man, look, this man right here, he do miracles. What do we? Nothing. You sure know how to wear them teeth, though. You know how to broaden your phylacteries. Yeah. So you get all this wisdom, or you ask for wisdom, and you never, ever once bank that sorrow is coming your way so that you can know what wisdom is. You never ever think you're going to experience grief. I'm still experiencing grief to this day. I experience grief because of how dumb and ignorant y'all people are. Even with all this preaching and teaching. Most people, this is what happens every Sabbath. We're there for a moment, in the moment in time. And we're like, hallelujah, glory to the King. And when it's all said and done, we go eat and we forget about everything else said. No study to show yourself approved unto y'all. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, but rightly divine the word of proof. No meditate on my word day and night. No, none of it. We just bear it, then we move on.
Check out.
That's it. And then we wonder why. Why ain't y'all using me? I wonder why. Well, somebody please tell me then. Will you figure it out? Please let me know. There's a number right here. Leave me a note. So I get all these people that speak against community and not live one day for anybody else but themselves. Teacher, they forget that when we start this community, and y'all seen all the people sitting around that we was having assembly outside by the creek.
Yes, sir.
Everybody didn't contribute to that.
True.
We did.
Yeah.
And y'all talk about, worried about if we taking somebody money, how can you take what somebody gives?
Right.
I mean, you people, now I'm telling you right now, they trying to take you for everything you got. But give it to them. Trust in these people that ain't got a track record. Have y'all forgotten that we told you that when you seen that video of us the other day, from 1998 to 2008 when I put my first video on YouTube, no, none of y'all knew nothing about me. We were minding our own business, doing our own thing. We've been out here, and by that time, we had already built the church building.
Yeah.
We done purchased that land.
Yes.
We had already built the dining hall.
Yes.
We had already built the fellowship hall.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
We had already set every single one of these trailers.
Yes, sir.
Built the cook shack.
Amen.
And a shower house.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did. Yes. And set greenhouses.
Yeah.
Set up bench for pastors, stuff, yes. Raised cattle.
Yes.
Man, had a pond up here we dug out. Cool, man. And chicken coop. All that we did, and nobody knew nothing. About us. We were having faith and having it to ourselves.
Yeah.
We sure were. Mm-hmm. And people were still, even way back then, calling us a cult.
Yes, sir.
You think it's something new when I come online, y'all gonna call us the same thing we've been hearing at.
Yeah.
But you know what ain't a cult? Your sour ass mom and daddy who ain't serving y'all. Or you.
Come on.
Your mom ain't shit, your daddy ain't shit, and you ain't shit.
Yeah.
Mind you, before there was any internet, after the internet, we were doing this by ourselves, minding our own business. Growing gardens.
Yeah.
Big gardens.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
That's why, man, thank the Father that we had the mind to put a few pictures up.
Yes, sir. Testimony.
Now y'all bring other faithful Israelites in to help in this labor, to become part of it, and y'all think that's a life thing what y'all done with you?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't bring you into this just so you can kick the trace and get a case of the ass and not have no patience or wisdom and then leave.
Yeah.
Now you put your hand to the plow when you made an agreement, you made a covenant.
Yes.
Now, the only thing you got to do from that dynamic is look back. According to the word, you ain't fit now. Not for the kingdom. You see, I can't stop what I'm doing. My life was over the day that I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He said, you no longer your own. You've been bought with a price.
Yes.
By the precious blood of the Messiah, Yahshua, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You are a servant.
Yeah.
You different nothing from a servant. How in the hell I'm going to tell him what to do? I'm here to do what he says.
Yes,
how do you know? By their fruits.
Yes.
You shall know them. See what I'm talking about?
Yes,
forget about what the hell I'm saying. A lot of people, look at Rufus, man. He told y'all a lot of shit. Then you go look at the work he's done in 10 years, you can find out, nah, that ain't it. I don't know why I suffered him that long, but I guess I got to run the course like everybody else. Because you can tell he didn't do shit. You can tell too by looking at him. Morbidly obese. He did a lot of eating now. Did a hell of a lot of eating. Y'all get it, right? And did not y'all say in Psalm 78, did he kill the fattest of them? Oh, by the way, let me answer this too. Let me digress and answer. So somebody said, Pastor Dow, how can we build muscle and lose weight? I go, now, if anybody wants to hear this, type in 5. If I get 55, I'll talk about it. If I don't get 55, I ain't going to talk about it. If I get 55, if I don't get 55, we're going to move on. We're moving on. Hey, Deacon Sammy, let me know if I get 55 or not, because I really don't want to talk about it. I'm talking goddamn blue in the face.
Yes,
I am not trying to sign in no damn TV. I don't know if I got 55 yet. And I didn't say 55, I said 55. All right. Did we reach it yet? Did we reach it yet? No, you had to be the bearer of bad news, wouldn't you? All right, here it is. I want everybody to listen to me. All right. Everything is about calories in, calories out.
Yes.
Now, the problem is, when people say they want to lose weight, they're talking about taking inches off their body. They don't care how this weight comes off. They don't care if they lose muscle. They want to lose the fat, but they don't care if they lose muscle. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Or water. So people go on these stupid fasts, these yo-yo diets, and all this old other shit. There's one way to stay consistent, and only one way to stay consistent. If you're going to, listen, if you're going to build muscle, then you can't be losing weight the way that you think it is.
Come on,
by starving yourself,
yeah.
Having your body cannibalized, because as soon as you starve yourself, the very muscle you've been working to build, you get your body getting ready to eat.
Yeah.
Most of you go on these crazy, stupid-ass diets and wonder why that everything returns back fast. You know, the fat and the water and everything else. Because you're not putting no protein, no food into your body. The problem with Americans is that you eat, first thing you need to do is you need to cut out a little bit at a time the bullshit you eat.
Yeah.
Nah, see, never mind. They done drop off right there. It's over with right there. Little small changes. If you do what I tell you within 12 weeks, 3 months, you'll be totally 100% surprised what happens. Totally 100% surprised. Now, I'm telling you what I do. You know that it works. I can be as defined, muscular, or as fat as I want because I know exactly what I'm doing. Now, listen to me. You're going to have to exercise. You're going to have to weight train and resistance.
Yeah.
You're going to have to. And don't cut out eating. Somebody say don't cut out eating.
Don't cut out eating.
Don't cut out eating. Well, Pastor, I'm going against the keto diet. The hell with the damn keto diet. You are Americans. You're not used to moving.
Come on.
Don't cut out eating. Weight lift. And at least walk 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. I said, what? I said, walk. And I'm not talking about strolling either. Start off at a little pace, just a little pace. If you use a treadmill, put it on one and just walk. You ain't got to run and jog and get out of breath and then knock yourself out. Just move. Somebody say move. Just move for 30 solid minutes. 5 days a week. Cut out more junk the next week. Eat food. 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 Good food. That ain't cookies, cakes, fries, ice cream, dairy, all that other stuff. Well, Pat, now you eat ice cream, I sure do, but you don't look like me, though. Do that, what I just got through to tell you, work out at least an hour, 3 to 4 days a week, walk 5 days a week, at least 30 minutes, cut out some junk in your life, within 3 months, you wouldn't believe where you'd be at. You just wouldn't believe it. And drink plenty of water. But whatever you do, don't stop eating good food. You're going to need that food in order to maintain muscle. And when you're walking, it's something crazy that goes on. You see, most of you believe that you lose fat when you're out there sweating. No, you don't. You lose fat by breathing.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind. Why do you think we tell you to move? I don't believe that, Pastor. I keep going. I believe not, but you believe all the other shit, though, isn't it? It ain't working. I just got to tell you the truth. But see, what you Americans do is you keep eating and you don't move. You come sitting there. You keep moving. You keep eating. And the only movement you do is from the house to the steps to the car, from the car 50 steps to the grocery store to the checkout, back to the car, back to the house, and that's all the move you've done all week. If you would do what I just got finished saying, within 3 months, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. That includes all you people that go on these stupid-ass diets where you fast yourself half to death, and you need to fast now for the right reason. You don't need to be fat because you're looking for somebody to say, oh, you look good. So you're doing it for y'all. You're looking to see, get the lamentations of people. Y'all know the damn wickedness of your heart. Just do what I tell you. You won't believe it. There you have it. Now, if you appreciate that answer, type in once. It's pretty simple, isn't it? Also, if you learn, man, muscle would actually help mitigate a lot of problems in the body.
That is.
No, you don't need to be running around looking like no bodybuilder. No, I'm telling you, listen, I am on no steroids, no nothing, never have been, never will be. Are you following me? I don't look like these bodybuilders. You've seen bodybuilders, right? You can tell they on roids, man, because you cannot, I promise you, you cannot look like that unless you are enhanced, taking some serious drugs. Yeah. And by the time you get in your 40s and 50s, you better not be taking that shit. You already ain't designed to take it. You better not be taking that shit. Anyway. So I answered it, well, was I back on wisdom, right? So wisdom comes much sorrow, much sorrow. Now, just do what I ask. I mean, you ask, you type in five, I guess you engage. I just got finished giving it to you. You wouldn't believe what's going to take place with you. And listen, if you're going to drink like this, drink like Pastor Dow do on the Sabbath. Every other week, blog talk or whatever it is, when you work like we do, man, I'm so damn tired, I got to hit that bed. I ain't got no time for no drink. I ain't got no time to get my drink. Oh, man, I'm going to sleep. Oh, you know what I take at night when I'm going to sleep? I give me 2 magnesium pills. Got to have magnesium, man. By the way, you want to learn how to lower blood pressure, too, start taking some potassium. Potassium in water and magnesium at night, man. Take care of you. Y'all should be paying me for all this. Y'all gonna pay these damn people all these damn apps to see me ass every damn thing else. Go looking on YouTube, looking at people. And I'm trying to tell you straight up what it is. Ain't nobody wanna listen to it. Now, one of the greatest things you should learn out of this is don't stop eating food. Did y'all hear that? I did say that, right? I just said you start cutting bad shit out of your diet.
Yes. Yes.
And you won't believe what will start happening. Glory to the King. Glory. All right, so I do need to say this. And everybody needs to comprehend and understand. Y'all do know that these scriptures, verses, these Bibles we got today, these are, y'all know that Christianity is a European religion. I'm going to say it again. Christianity is a European religion. I'm going to say it one more time, Israel. Christianity is a European religion. If we really truly want to be more concrete about what books we should be reading, we should be really looking closer to the Ethiopic version, the Ethiopian version. Because they got like 81 books in their scriptures. And the Europeans, well, we got 66. Look at that word, 66. The Ethiopian assembly transcend American or let's say Roman Christianity by how many centuries? Ethiopia is one of the names you can read from all the way in Genesis up to now. You can't read America.
That's right.
Damn. So we got to start asking ourselves a question. Who the hell are these damn people that decided to take the scriptures and then remove books because it doesn't suit their culture? Yeah, you right. And notice, I keep trying to tell y'all, how many times I told y'all that Rome has never stopped ruling. Ever since Messiah, Rome is still in control. I'm going to say it again. Rome is still in control.
Yes.
I will say it again. Rome is still in control. It's just they went from political to religious. Why do you think it's called the Roman Catholic Church? Why do you think all the Protestants who are supposed to be protesting, they follow everything the Romans do? To the T, they do. They may disagree with Mama on a few things, but for the most part, they follow Mama.
Uh-huh.
Anybody ever heard of pseudographical?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody ever heard of the Septuagint?
Yes.
All these books were included in the pseudographic and the Septuagint before the Europeans got hold of the scriptures. So you're going to find the book of Enoch in the Ethiopian Bible. We got to ask ourselves, since the Ethiopian Bible is oldest, what has happened to us in our mindset that it don't even enter in, we don't even want to read it or hear it. Don't y'all think we need to be doing that, asking questions, asking real questions?
Yes, sir.
The books of the Apocrypha were written before the Messiah came on the scene. If you're a wicked-ass nation and you see that these prophecies talking about you, why in the hell would you want to sit up there and keep that book in your
Roman
religion?
Yeah.
That's what I can tell you. Christianity, again, is a European religion which we should bend them to divorce ourselves. We don't know that shit. Jesus was not a Christian.
Never.
None of the apostles were Christians.
Never.
How the hell can they be Christian when it didn't come about until the 3rd century?
That is true.
Well,
glorified God. You grew up like this. Yeah, I grew up, but then I got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
When I was a child, I spake as a child.
Come on.
I understood as a child.
Yeah.
But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Come on, bring the key.
Man.
Kingdom. Come on.
Matthew just against Europeans. What am I being against? Listen, I'm just trying to state facts for y'all.
Yeah.
True. You know, whenever y'all hear me or see me breathe or sound like that, you know, the first thing comes to my mind, how long am I going to suffer this generation?
Grief and sorrow.
It is. It's grief and sorrow. It's damn, go ahead, it's just damn so grief and sorrow. Man, I be like.
Wisdom and knowledge.
I'm sorry, folks. If y'all think I'm going to mess y'all when my time is up, man, y'all be shit. Damn. I be like. You know, I was thinking this week, I'm digressing. That means I'm getting ready to digress, but I'm going to still be on point. For those of you who ain't been around for a while. So I started thinking, was it a Midianites or the Assyrians? Let me go over the scripture real quick. I think it was the Midianites. Well, here, what about them? There it is. And let me tell you something, there's not a day that go by that Pastor Dow don't read scripture. Just thought I'd say that. Maybe I'm in the wrong chapter. Let me go back to Numbers. There are Midianites. All right. We're going to go over to Numbers 31 real quick, all right? Numbers 31. If y'all listening, y'all know I ask us to type numbers, right? Because this generation don't know how to spell. But I just try to keep it simple.
Thank you.
Listen, I think it's very important that we hear this, though. All right, let's go to Numbers 31 and start at the first verse so we can get a look, and I'm going to have you skip down, okay? Read on, teach.
And God spake unto Moshe, saying,
what did he say?
Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites.
Of the who?
Midianites.
Avenge your mother Midianites. Come on.
Afterward shall you be gathered unto your people.
Keep reading.
And Moshe spake unto his people, saying, arm yourselves.
And you see, that's another scripture right there, right? And Moses told it with, Moses said, I want you to go. And then Moses said, do what?
Arm some of yourselves unto the war.
You hear that? Arm yourself for war. Huh? Today people say they think you fighting and stuff with words. Anyway, come on.
And let them go against the Midianites.
And
avenge the master of Midian.
So you avenge Yahweh of Midian. Is that right? Now here's the dynamic right here. Listen, verse 4. Watch this.
Of every tribe, a thousand.
Y'all get that? So how many tribes are there in Israel?
12
tribes. So he can put together 12,000 men to go to war. That's a serious contingency right there. And I mean, y'all want these people destroyed, right? Read on.
Throughout all the tribes of Israel.
Y'all hear that?
Shall you send to war?
Y'all hear that? So you need 1,000 men out of the tribes of Israel, each tribe, to go to war. That's 12,000 men. Read on.
So that were delivered out of the thousands of Israel.
Come on.
A thousand of every tribe. 12,000 all for war.
Y'all get that?
Yes,
they ready for war. Verse 6 reads,
and Moses sent them to the wall, 1,000 of every tribe, them and Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, to the wall with the holy instruments and the trumpets to blow in his hand.
Verse 7.
And they warred against the Midianites as Jah commanded Moses.
And watch this.
And they slew all the males.
Stop! What, who did Israel slew all the Midianites?
All the males.
Killed all the males. Every single one of them. Not one male left alive. You hear that?
Yes, sir.
Go to verse 8. No. Go to verse 9.
And the children of Israel took all the women of Midian captives.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
Read.
And their little ones.
Come on.
And took the spoil of all their cattle and all their flocks and all their goods.
Y'all hear that? Keep reading.
And they burnt all their cities wherein they dwelt, and all their goodly castles with fire. And they took all the spoil and all the prey, both men and of beasts.
Boy, they going in, ain't they? Ain't they going in?
Yeah.
They going in, right? Skip on down to verse 14.
And Moshe was wroth with the officers of the host, with the captains over thousands and the captains over hundreds, which came from the battle. And Moses said unto them, have you saved all the women alive?
What? Hear that? Have you saved all the who alive?
Women.
All the women alive. Watch it. Read on.
Behold, these calls the children of Israel through the council of Allah.
That's why I tell y'all, I can't be out there mixed with these Christians, man. They count for y'all to serve another Yah whom we have not known. Any of these wicked-ass women out here. Like, keep reading. Don't want to spoil it. Don't watch this.
To commit trespass against Elohim in the matter of Peor.
See, so this is what whoredoms and fornication is about. Is laying with women that serve other gods and having children with them. Watch this read.
And there was a plague among the congregation of Yah.
Now, verse 17. Listen very close, Israel.
Now, therefore,
do what?
Kill every male among the little ones.
Now, this is women. Now, mind you, they've already killed all the males. Wrong men. Now they're killing males amongst certain women who had male children. Read.
And kill everyone.
That what?
That has
every woman that what?
That has known man by laying with him.
Y'all hear that? If she wasn't a virgin, kill her too. Of the Midianites. Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
Now we get to a part. Read on.
But all the women children that have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourself.
Keep alive for yourself. Now, wait a minute. This is Moses speaking under the unction of God.
Yes, sir.
You done went over here and I ran blitzkrieg on this nation, done destroyed him. And Yah is telling Israelites, but the women's children would have not known a man by lying with him, keep alive for yourself. Don't this sound like war? The war ride?
Yep.
Don't this sound like
it? Yes, sir.
The war ride, right?
Yep.
All right, read on.
And do you abide within the camp, without the camp, 7 days? Whosoever has killed any person, and whosoever has touched any slain, purify both yourselves and your captives on the third day. and on the seventh day.
So what is that saying? So you go to war, Israel, and you are able to keep some women of them captives, mainly virgins. They have not known man. Are you following me? And they had no damn children by these by whores. You get it? Now they're yours. So all these people out there to tell you that we can't be mixing with other nations are a damn liar.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It just gives you certain types of the people of other nations you don't be fooling with.
Order.
They don't never talk about you can't, you're a black man, you can't marry no white woman, you're a white man, you can't marry no black woman. Bullshit BS. Why don't they ever bring this stuff up?
Come on.
See what I'm talking about?
Yes,
but y'all see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
And then what are you going to do about the war bride over here? It's obvious that you see a beautiful war woman, the captives you can take up. And Israel has a nerve, strong with Miriam, to bitch against Moses for marrying an Ethiopian. See around when we just rock most how y'all were on them like a tooth on every stick.
Yep.
On them.
Yep.
And here we are sitting up here under European Roman Christian teachings, having trouble with what y'all already laid out from the beginning in Scripture. How? This wicked mindset. Is it not sad? So where were we at before that? I had a thought up in here. Oh, going back over to the churches real quick. So, by the time we remember, because when Yahshua came up on the scene, we were still under Roman occupation. Yahshua had been dead and gone for 2,000 years, at least the physical part of him. 2,000 years, we're still under Roman occupation.
That is true.
And I told you, you know we're under Roman occupation because all these banks are Confederate, because every single one of them fly the eagle.
Yes,
they do. Thereby showing you they're part of Rome.
Yes.
And it all deserves to be European nations.
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
No, you got
it. You know, this is how deceived we are. Y'all ready for this?
Yes.
So you got the Chinese and the Japanese and the North Koreans and South Koreans thinking that they're all different people when they're all the same damn people.
Yes, they are.
You got the Mexicans and the Puerto Ricans thinking that they're different people. Y'all are the same damn people.
Yes, they are.
And y'all warning you, I'm Puerto Rican, you motherfucker. I'm like, man, you
come
people.
On.
Y'all, that's something wrong with y'all.
That's a semantic, sir. Damn.
You got these melanated folks, man. All of us come from the coast of Africa. All of us pretty much been mixed around
yeah.
like that. All of them.
Yes, come on.
And we sat up there talking about, who are you? I'm from
Yes, come on.
I just shake my ever-loving head. You all look alike.
Come on.
You get it. How the hell? What is wrong with y'all?
Listen.
What is wrong with y'all? Father, please help.
Yes.
Please. I'm telling you, man.
Nation against nation.
Is this not crazy? And you got this national pride because they gave it to you because you were born on a certain flag that they gave to you.
Oh, not a flag.
Can you tell the difference between a Chinese and a Japanese? I can't. I don't see them both.
Yeah.
I can't tell the difference from East Nashville, a nigga, and a nigga over here that he's still a Negro.
Yes.
Man, it's a vision. I just know my eyes is like acorns and eyes. They can barely see out of them. Shit.
Oh, so true. Boom.
grass die, how you know where you just did it from? Are you serious? Look at his nose. That's a breathing pass, isn't it?
Come on.
That nose come from a very hot climate, look.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
You gotta get some ass in that.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Boy, we are something else.
Yeah.
All this flesh, pride, and stuff. Why don't we just get with the book? And just think, y'all.
Yes.
That he's bought us out of his darkness into his mama's life.
Yes.
He told you got people out of every tongue, every tribe, and every creed.
Yes.
We so damn mixed up now, this is boring and stuff, man. Only he who knows who we are.
Yes.
That's why it says that God know them that are his.
Yes.
He gives you his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's the divine point.
The seal. Yes.
Out of which New Breed and Ringo, they ain't got. They ain't got him. Mm-mm. Rufus ain't got him. He said he got him, but he ain't got him. Think about this. So when we get over here, let's go to Romans. Let me make sure I check this out. I'll fact check this real quick. So we see that after the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah, the apostles, not only we already, you know, we done ran those scriptures so that people are tired of them. They actually hating the word. All they believe was together. Ah! Manifesting.
Come on. That's true.
Oh, we didn't do a Luke 14:33, right? Go ahead and quote that real quick while I pull this up. They hate this, hearing this word so much, they start manifesting. And what are we going to do, Israel, is my question. When you can tell that everything's done changed, that we're going to end up being together, and we got all these people that did not want to put the time, energy, and effort in to help develop the land, help develop us as a people, help store food, do all this other stuff. Because when the proverbial crap hit the fan, man, those that are out, that are on the outside, over the old land and stuff, they got to come here. We got to stack up like our sardines. Because we got to have a police force. We got a security team. We got to have, our sisters got to be able to, can you imagine, they got to be able to cook, man, and do everything on all their duties and stuff. And they got to have armed guards around them at all times. We got to really come together like Israel. You better change this wicked mindset. Read, teach.
So likewise, whosoever he be of you, that forsake not all that he has.
That ain't for us today. That ain't what the book says, though, is it? Read on.
All that he has, he cannot be my tall one, my disciple.
Y'all get that right? So y'all see what he changed his mind, right? So let's go over to Romans chapter 16, verse 3. Well, I knew it, man. I thought it was going to be not long. Well, probably we'll make it. We'll make it. We'll hit these right here. We'll make it right before night. We'll be good to go. Everybody enjoying this broadcast, though? If y'all enjoying this broadcast, man, type in 2. Men and out of the mouth of 2 or more witnesses. I think it's an excellent broadcast, man. I think Israel learned a lot. That's pretty good for not having no notes up here. We just now getting ready to get in the notes. Hallelujah. So Romans 16, verse 3 reads.
My helpers.
Whoa. So you mean Paul had helpers?
Yeah.
And Messiah. Is that right? Keep reading.
Who have, for my life, laid down their own neck.
Here, now, look, notice. These were the type of helpers that they have literally, for Paul's life, they laid down their own necks. You know why? Because they knew he was a messenger. Read on.
Unto whom, not only I give thanks,
but
unto all the assembly.
Of who?
Of the Gentiles.
You mean to tell me that the Goyim got assemblage?
The Goyim's got assembly?
Uh-oh.
What the Hebrew Israelites going to do with this thing?
Uh-oh.
We got problems now, don't we?
Boom.
Somebody's doctor has got a bunch of holes in it, man.
Come on.
Straight up. Verse 5.
Likewise.
Greet the what?
Greet the assembly that is in their house.
So where's the assembly at?
In the house.
Where's the assembly at?
House.
So the assembly is in their house. Isn't that something? And what does it say in the book of Acts chapter 2? They went from house to house, breaking bread, and in fellowship and in prayers. Isn't that amazing? And this is what they want to keep y'all from. They want to keep y'all from it. They can't practice it right now, but they think they're going to be able to practice it when you get out into a piece of land or wilderness. No, no, it's something wrong. Read on.
Salute my well-beloved Epaphroditus. Who is the fruit of a chaos of the Messiah?
1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. Y'all write these down, all right? 1 Corinthians 16, verse 19, excuse me. So we see in the house, right? And these are assemblies of the Gentiles. Why? They're in Rome.
Right. Yes.
Come on.
For your obedience, it's come abroad unto all men.
1 Corinthians 16, verse 19. And what we at? We're in the what? We're in the province of Corinth now. Corinth was a place in Asia Minor. Come on.
To the assemblies of Asia.
Oh, wait. I thought Asia was way on the other side. Well, how the hell can Corinth be Asia when Asia's sitting right here and not over there then? What's going to happen? Because Corinth is sitting over here. Asia's over there. But he says, the assemblies of Asia salute you. Come on.
Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in Messiah. With the assembly that is in their house.
Where's the assembly at?
In their house.
And what did it say in the book of Acts again? And they continued daily, the one accord. And they went from house to house, breaking bread in fellowship.
Yes.
And then served y'all with gladness and singleness of heart. Well, y'all was with them. Is that right? Wow. And then people want to speak against community where you can go from house to house. Now, let me see. You can be out here in these housing communities. Nobody say nothing. All these compounds, these gated compounds y'all got out there. Nobody said nothing. You got to feel cold in. You feel protected by one little thing. And you get up on Christian Sunday morning. Y'all get that, right? European Christian Sunday morning. To go worship the venerable day of the sun. And you checking in and you think you done did your work. Because you're going to church. See, out here in Christianity, they got you thinking that if you go to church, that equates salvation. You need to come to church. Come to church. All you're doing is going to one damn glee club or one bingo club to another. It has nothing to do with salvation. Oh, my reader, you got a reading? You got it?
Yes, sir.
We're going to go to Colossians 4:15. Colossians chapter 4. Now we're going to the assembly in Colossae, right? We have it. Go ahead and read it.
Then salute the brethren, which are in Laodicea.
Uh-huh. And Ephesus. Uh-huh.
And the church, the assembly, which is in his house.
So we are following the New Testament. They're not meeting in a conference room. They're not meeting in the auditorium. They're meeting in houses.
House.
Well, Pastor, now where you at? Well, we're on the Sabbath. Where we at right now?
House.
In a house. Somebody said, well, y'all got a church up there. We never called that church not one time. Don't you start lying on us. All it is a big old house to house all the people to be able to house us. On the same land in Lafayette. Isn't that something? So salute the brother which is in Laodicea and Nippers and the assembly which is in their what?
Our house.
I was beginning to get the picture. So the problem is that, now mind you, these people in captivity, not a one of them got any damn land rights. You know why? Because they're in captivity. We had land rights when we were free. How the hell are you going to get land rights when you're under another occupation of another entity? See, these people, I'm telling you, man, that's why they don't never want to have these vigorous discussions, not with somebody like me, because I see right through the smoke screen. And they want to be out there to be able to pat each other on the back and continue to keep deceiving you and make you feel good in your deception. Y'all hear me? Trying to make, well, I thought that the way it was, but I don't know if it's that way now. I just, if you're whatever y'all tell me, so you're going to go to a bunch of damn people that ain't even living the book. Ain't got his Holy Spirit, because all of a sudden they're supposed to be the one to guide you. We some sick people, man. That's how you know the devil has entered in. And then here I am, a man telling you that we got 95% of this 101 acres exempt without 501c3. Well, how you do that, Pastor? Go ask your pastor. Well, he don't know. Go ask your pastor. But he don't know. Go ask your pastor.
Yeah.
Because I ain't giving you shit. I'm burning the oil for Israel, not you. Is that making sense?
Yes, sir.
And once I get this done, then I'm going to the next community and the next community and the next community and the next community and the next community to free y'all's people. Well, we y'all's people. No, you ain't. No, you ain't with us. You ain't. If y'all y'all's people, then go to your pastor. Is that simple, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, God, he said, I will give you shepherds, plural, according to my heart. Hey, you got a shepherd, and hey, he's leading, he's guiding, he knows he's going to go to your shepherd.
Come on.
Go to your shepherd. Don't come bother me.
Yeah,
well, you ain't the only one. Go to your shepherd.
Yeah.
I ain't got no problem with it.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh. Hey, wait a minute. Wait, I'm singing to JC. Who the hell are you singing to? Because whoever you singing to, they don't answer. You get no healing, no deliverance, no salvation. No, who you saying it to then?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. We can't be this stupid now. Then. We can't be this damn dumb. You're right, Pastor Mirror, but don't worry about it. We got you. Because as soon as we get this thing locked down, you next. To be free. All these communities, y'all next. You know why? Because they got a shepherd in front of them.
Yes.
Uh-oh. And damn it, if it's going to, if it's going to took me up and y'all putting anointed people in my path and way and stuff, if it's going to take me 26 years to get to this, you think I'm just going to turn around and give it to your ass so you can trample it on the feet?
No.
So you can take the credit and I give y'all the glory?
No.
Only, this is only for straightway. Well, we got a seat. Where you at? Who pastor you in?
Pastor.
You. Your pastor. Who edges of the field are you gleaning?
Uh-huh.
Don't let me get started on this now. See, we already, we done took off on it. Well, anyway, we got 1 minute. Sorry, we'll talk about it. Y'all just still didn't come up with it, though, did you? Don't worry about it. I'll get it for you. I'll get it for you. I promise I will. I already got it, but you ain't getting it now because we up against this short time. I told you it's going to be short. Man, we got 1 minute. Everybody enjoy the broadcast. Let's give all praise to the Most High. Told you we weren't going to stick with that mess. No, it won't waste all of y'all's time on this BS. No, got to feed the sheep. Feed the sheep. Hope y'all learned something, though. We're going to learn a lot tonight. See, this is the type of broadcast that you need to be going back and listening to again and again and again and again. Listen, Israel. We're here to build his kingdom. And we are the sheep of his pasture. He is the one that has purchased us, Yahshua, by his blood. And we are different, nothing from servants. Matter of fact, we're bond servants. And in this, we have to realize that that is our lot in his life. We give up our life in his life so that we can live life. You don't think the one that knows everything has enough wisdom to let us know how to navigate to get through what we get ready to go through right now so we can be able to enjoy eternal life? And then Satan wants to tell you, do as you will. You call this anyway.
Bring you down.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep on serving the king.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it said repeat mode. You got that right. It's been a great broadcast. Very edifying. So with that said, we're going to see y'all tomorrow morning, be the Father's will, and I believe it is the Father's will. Man, we are having all kinds of stuff going. I got computers, man, that sound like they're about to blow up. I told the teacher, you better take that one out of here, man. That thing is in here, man. It wouldn't even turn off on regular old radio. What do you turn off? I finally just go back and unplug the thing, man. One thing about that computer, though, that thing is over 15 years old. That thing's still running. They don't make them like that no more. They don't.
Sure.
That thing's still running, too. This damn thing right here is already losing. See it?
Maintain.
Hey, it's below the black mark.
It's been the same level for a while.
Yeah, but it was at the black mark. I'm going to say, where is it going? I know it's going to the bottom of that damn tray down there. That's where it's going. So what happened to that then?
It's been like that for quite a while.
But it was at the black mark. Don't you start. I see you saying every damn day. I look at it meticulously every day. I agree with you. It's been at that point, but it started up here. You know what I mean? Marking black magic mark around this damn thing. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, Israel. Hey, we love y'all. Truly do. Listen. Y'all stay real with y'all. Stay close to them. All right? We get ready to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Man, it's going to be a wonderful feast. Good to see you here life again. And for that, we thank the Father for again. Hallelujah. Y'all be encouraged. See y'all tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. That is our wish. Y'all sleep well. Get some good, nice sleep. We've been having a lot of rain down here.
Yes.
I mean, thunder, man. Sound like two shields are cracking right on top of you. And you know what I do? You know what summer do? About to jump out of her damn skin. She comes from California. She ain't used to this stuff. She about to just cry all over. Pow! That thunder is, man. They just, everybody gone like it. It goes, pow! And I go, hallelujah. I guess it is kind of fearful there, huh? Feels good, though. Starting to get a little bit hot here. Hey, bless y'all, Israel. Y'all be encouraged, all right? So, Shabbat Shalom, Israel. We bless y'all, sweet, precious, strong, victorious, and mighty, overcoming name, our soon-coming King, Yahshua the HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, the King. He is coming.
You gotta go bed, bro.
Yeah, you gotta go bed.